This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 438 for Friday, June 14th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market tumbled and tested new support levels on Friday, while comparable oils provided negative sentiment. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed were lower. Meanwhile, crude oil was down, partially due to demand concerns. Malaysian palm oil was higher. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 152,100 tons of canola exports during the week ended June 9th, down from 238,400 tons the week before. Cumulative exports this year totaled 5.716 million tons, down from 7.359 million last year. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Thursday's close. The July canola contract was down $21.20 per ton at $605.40, while the November contract was down $15.50 per ton at $624.40. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in broad-based selling. Parts of Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and the Dakotas are forecast to see heavy precipitation next week. Argentina's ag ministry said the country's corn harvest was 52% complete, compared to the historical average of 58%. CONAB raised its Brazilian corn production forecast by 2.5 million tons at 114.14 million, below the 122 million projected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Ukraine's ag ministry increased its 2024 grain production forecast by 3.6 million tons to 56 million, including 28.5 million tons of corn. The July corn contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.50. The trade is expecting the U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association to report its May soybean crush at 178.35 million bushels on average, which would be its largest May crush ever. Soy oil stocks were pegged at 1.775 billion pounds. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange projected Argentina's soybean crop at 50.5 million tons, while marking the harvest at 96% complete. CONAB cut projected Brazilian soybean production by 330,000 tons at 147.35 million, compared to 153 million from the USDA. The July soybean contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.80. The CGC reported 294,200 tons of Canadian wheat exports, similar to the week before. The cumulative total is 18.627 million tons, up from 17.03 million last year. Texas and Oklahoma will remain dry this weekend, while north-central Kansas should see some precipitation. France's ag ministry rated its soft wheat crop at 62% good to excellent, its lowest rating since 2020. Strategy Grain cut its estimate for European Union wheat production by 1.7 million tons at 121.8 million, while also forecasting Russia's crop to be between 78 million to 80 million tons. Ukraine's ag ministry anticipates 21 million tons of wheat production this year, with exports at 15 million. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.13. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.28. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.55. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, June 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.